Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So the diagnosis came in.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
Severe.
What echo. Severe echo.
What? Hello?
That's wireless technology, Mike.
Let me try computer.
Severe.
So from the top of the Empire State Building.
I kind
of
like it.
Well, you know I love it.
No, the call came from the nurse.
Oh.
I got a call yesterday from the nurse. No.
Sexy nurse?
Not a one. And they don't listen, so I don't give a rat's ass.
Little tiny.
They take their middle of the day, the whole middle of the day off so they can go feed.
Nurses. Little tiny skirts.
I'm talking about my general practitioner. Mm-hmm. Oh. I have my sleep study. You remember that?
I do.
Then they said 10 days later they were going to send the sleep study to my doctor, and then my doctor was going to get back in touch with me. Well, my doctor never gets in touch with me because he has people that do that.
Yeah, well,
that's the modern physician of today.
He took the lime. He put it in the coconut.
Yes, and made it taste good.
That's right. He said,
put
doctor!
The lime in the coconut to make it all better. Right. Put the lime in the coconut to make it real good.
It is tasty.
Put the lime in the coconut to make it real better. Like, are you finding it right now?
I didn't think you would go in full tilt.
So their office closes mm-hmm. at, I think, 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Carl and I are walking the dogs at 5:15. I come back, and obviously they called after 5 to leave a message. Please call back. Well, you call back when their office is closed.
Right.
That's another thing. So let's put that
it's
in
a trick.
There.
Yeah.
I've talked about this doctor's office before and how great it is. I like my doctor.
Yeah.
I hate everything about his
not
office.
Not accessible.
So I get this and said, please call back to the doctor's office.
I said, doctor.
Because they want you to know about your sleep study. And I said, well, I know what the result's going to be. I mean, I was sleeping for 15 minutes, and they came in, and they went,
yeah.
That's right.
Mr. O'Meara, you're not breathing. Put a mask on.
Clear.
Like that. And I also, you know, I still, for the last, like, 6 months or so, you know, I'll be sitting there, you know, like.
Wow, so you notice it, because a lot of people don't notice.
Right. Yeah, I noticed
it.
I think I might be dead if I didn't. But anyway, but I want to get this done, right?
So, of course.
This morning, first thing, I call, and they gave me a code, a number code, which means you don't have to go through the labyrinth that is their, you know, their cake and cookies office.
Do you think it's a standardized code for many doctor's offices? Maybe you should reveal it to other people.
The code is blue.
It's 1138.
1138.
Uh-huh. 1138.
Nobody knows my doctor.
Try it at your doctor's
office. I call, and obviously the nurse yesterday who left the message is not there.
Right.
And I get this guy.
Hello?
I can do it.
Okay.
Might have been the janitor.
All right. Yeah. You know.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah.
So yeah, my name's Mike O'Meara. I've got I was called yesterday with this code to I believe it's probably my sleep study. O'Meara. That's O-M-E-A-R-A.
Just a minute.
Do you get the impression?
So pardon me? Hold on.
Just a minute.
Hello? I think you dropped out.
Just a minute.
Oh boy.
Oh, better.
Do you think maybe the guy that you talked to on the phone was the underachieving son of the doctor?
No, it was Ryan Lochte.
Because what I pictured is you called, have you ever watched American Restoration?
Yes.
Maybe instead of getting the guy with the sleeveless shirt that actually fixes stuff.
You get the slow-witted one?
Cut his idiot son.
No, this guy is there, and he's, and finally, I said, it might have an apostrophe, and I hear,
oh, yeah.
Nope.
So he brings it up, and then he is trying to. He said,
"Says here that you have sleep studies." I said,
"Is there someone else that I could talk to?"
Oh dear,
because he's trying to read the notes that apparently the doctor puts into the computer in that very very careful, wonderful GP, you know, way of just
shorthand.
Yeah, lots of codes.
So I say to him finally, I said, listen, this isn't really working for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to speak to somebody that knows how to do this, because I'm trying to get him to get my information to a respiratory therapist,
right. Sure.
A buddy of mine, you know, who is a good guy.
And what this guy on the phone doesn't realize is that moments are ticking away. You could be dead in an hour.
I'd like to get it done.
You need
I'd
to get
like
it
to
done.
Have it. Even though I've lost 15
death.
Pounds, I'd like to have it done. I'd like to have the mask and all that stuff. So, finally, I
the
got.
Mask.
He's like,
okay, I'm just gonna call you back.
I said, pardon me.
I'm just gonna call you back.
I said, pardon me. Just one more time.
I have somebody call you back.
Oh, no.
But I said, okay, see you later, Slacker.
Was he from out of town?
No, I don't know where he was. No, he was not a foreigner. There was not a trace of a... You always want to make it a foreigner.
I don't always want to.
This was a European American.
There's an epidemic of mumbling in this country.
It's horrible.
Everyone mumbles
and
now.
So I got him to call me back. The lady called me back, and the diagnosis is, are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? I said it before.
Please, what's the word?
Severe. Not sleep apnea. Severe sleep apnea.
Oh, wow, severe.
So
you don't do anything halfway, Mike.
No, sir. All the way. Lucky, all the way with LBJ.
Lucky to be here today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so...
come back.
Mike. So I'll let you know how it goes, but I think within like 24, 48 hours, I'm going to get my
It's bad when you stop breathing while you're awake.
That's right.
That's how you know it's really severe.
That happened. And you know, the bottom line, really, it's not. I know that the people get concerned about this condition, and I am dealing with it, and I should have dealt with it sooner, but the fact, thank God, it's no problem. The fact is that I want to feel better rested in the morning.
The weight loss will help. I can go to bed
at 9:30.
No, Rob, that's not nice.
That's no, that's
where's the beard?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can go.
little
I can go
hair.
To bed. I can go to bed at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, and I will wake up and I say, "Why don't I feel more rested?"
Right.
That's right.
I think
that's
this
why.
Might be the reason.
It's here's exactly a question.
Right. Stay tuned.
Will you entertain a question, Bane?
Yes, but then we have to break for the real show.
when you get your mask, do you have to be fitted for the mask?
Yes.
And so how, like, do you
not,
think...
Not like, they've got standard sizes.
I see.
They, you know, it's not like you get custom and they mold it to your face. Right.
By the way, this medical update is sponsored, I believe.
Oh. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
As a matter of fact, Mike was going to read that, but he stopped breathing.
That's Buzz's way of telling me the show is full of sponsors
that's,
today.
That's right.
Our medical update was brought to you by ScoreBig.com.
The best.
We talk about ScoreBig. We talk about that fantastic deal. You can get up to 10 to 60% on all your favorite teams. ScoreBig, this is the season. My God, the Nationals are going to the baseball playoffs. How exciting is that? The Redskins have RG3. And
Super
going,
Bowl, Mike.
And they're going to step on the heart. Parts of their fans like they did last weekend.
Orioles, all-nighters.
But you can be there to see it. Yeah, the Orioles are tied with the Yankees for first place.
Amazing,
this is,
right?
This is, you know, screw the hockey lockout. Yeah. This is a great time to be a sports fan in Washington, D.C. And ScoreBig has the tickets for you. That's ScoreBig.com. And tickets at ScoreBig are always below box office price. Mm-hmm. That is guaranteed. They can't say that unless they do it.
That's right.
And if you want to check it out, go to ScoreBig and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase. Now, yesterday it said $15. What's going on?
You're
going
to save. Either way, you're going to save a lot
of
money.
They often have updates to their copy, and this is a recent update.
Okay. Because yesterday I read it like Monday, and then I read it Tuesday, and then it went. Yeah,
well, Mike, your lack of sleep, you're not thinking.
Is
clearly.
It $30? Is
$30.
That how much?
It
you
all
off?
It also all varies on the tickets you get.
That's right.
My Patriots Ravens tickets, and I got a great effing deal.
We've heard from people who saved 90%.
Unbelievable! Yeah. Unbelievable! Go to ScoreBig and enter the code TMOS at checkout. Save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase. ScoreBig.com. Let's start the show.
Yeah,
you can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's Mr. Hadley. He's captain of the guards. I'm Mr. Norton, the warden. You are convicted felons. That's why they've sent you to me. Rule number one, no blasphemy. I'll not have the Lord's name taken in vain in my prison. The other rules, you'll figure out as you go along. Any questions?
When do we eat?
You eat when we say you eat. You when we say you and you piss when we say you piss. You got that, you maggot motherfucker? On your feet.
I believe in two things, discipline and the Bible. Here you'll receive both. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You know, when I think about actors, I really believe in that craft. I do believe when they call it a craft, I call it a craft.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I don't think that guy delivers a line like that without a little training. That's a pretty well done little
speech. Maybe in real life he's just a dick.
That's also possible.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Thank you, Cappy. I think we all want to say that.
Thank you, Cappy.
Yay, Cappy. Thank you.
It's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625. Got a great show for you right after these commercial messages.
Brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, the official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore and loved it. Right,
I loved
Oscar?
It.
Yeah. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work.
How's that?
They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance.
We sure are.
And you know, Mike, when you talk about acting as a craft,
when I read one of the commercials, like right at the end of the vignette, I don't want to read.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Sure.
When you talk about acting as a craft, I invite everyone to listen to the read that Mark gave the last line of that commercial.
It's funny when you stammer and you're
making fun of the guy who just.
I know.
We're all shaky voice.
Yeah, but you know what? I was sincere.
We're all a little logy today, I think. Mm-hmm. We're all a little loopy today.
I'm sorry. How's that?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday, September 19th, 2020. On the program today, even though I'm guilty, and I will probably be guilty again, my brain is starting to hurt with the political stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's starting to hurt. See, I wrote this early in the morning. I'm loopy today.
What do it say?
Everyone, please.
You're like that guy on the phone.
Everyone to... Oh. I got it.
Okay.
All good.
Okay.
I got it.
Nice.
Because I watched Master and Commander.
So happy.
A thank you to Cappy again. We just wanted to say that really quickly.
Yes.
She's very, very
He's the
sweet.
Best.
Dropped us off some gift certificates in the mail, and we are very, very grateful.
So kind.
Very, very nice of her to do that. Very sweet. So thank you. We love all our listeners. We love Cappy more than anybody else. And do you care about Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly? We'll talk about that. Some discussion on our bands.
Yes.
Yes.
And let me see some thoughts about Steve Sable and NFL films.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe how I must have been writing in a coma today.
Could you show your sheet to the camera? Because I really people don't realize what you have to deal with. No, hold it still so they could read it.
It's
chicken scratch.
It's blurry without moving.
That's mob crap. That's what mob would like.
How
mob would
dare
like that.
You?
Right now, mob's going, yeah, hold it up closer. Oh, hold it up closer so we can comment on his teeth and his eyes.
I'm sure that's what they're saying.
Thank you very much. And our male model's getting skinnier. That's those deep subjects we have on the show today.
Wow.
Pretty heavy duty, huh?
No, I'm just.
Was that a comment on my show prep today?
No.
You slammed it before.
That wow was mob crap.
It was.
They're all saying wow.
On behalf of the mob. No, I was just surprised that you would notice a thing like thinner male models. I just thought that was an interesting statement.
I am a magazine junkie. You fuel that habit of mine.
Yes, I do.
Buzz gets me a subscription every year to Vanity Fair, which I adore that magazine.
And the large print. The large print Reader's Digest.
I don't get that. Carla takes the Reader's Digest. We get.
Get Reader's Digest?
They still make it?
You get an option for it, and I think Carla likes to look at the stories.
She likes humor and uniform. Life in these United States.
A lot of short stories.
Let me see if I can go through
articles.
The list. Okay. I get golf.
Mm-hmm.
Golf Digest.
Yes.
Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Esquire. Vanity Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Time. No, I don't get Time anymore.
You out of time?
Time got too small.
Time ran out.
Time got too... I don't get We.
I thought you did. You don't take that anymore?
I get We. I get Men's... I get...
Men's Health?
Men's Health.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
So between Men's Health, Esquire, and...
He not assigned. Number 39 is not assigned.
Not assigned?
Raymond!
Oh, my God.
What did you do before you left?
I'll tell you what he did. He sabotaged us all, and he ruined your sleep.
Oh, my God.
So you get Men's Health? Why?
I get Men's Health and Men's Fitness because I am curious about it's not only like guys working out, it's also,
yes.
And I hate that question too. You're the second member of the show who's pissed me off.
Your next
it's
Rob.
Just a thought.
No, no, it's not, you little
I
bastard.
You
this
like
is
playing...
exactly what it's like. You're
Look,
going, you get men's health. Why?
I will I will back you on
you
this
like
one. I think
golf?
I know where you're going.
Yeah, he was trying to.
So golf and Golf Digest works, I
men's
get that.
Health? I'm curious about health even though I'm overweight.
You know why? Why to take that magazine? Nutrition. That's a great magazine for
and
nutrition.
And they've also got very interesting recipes.
And why?
What?
Nothing. Yeah,
because it's an option and they're things that interest me and they're usually general categories and... You know, I take a lot of magazines.
I don't take Men's Fitness.
Men's Health is a great it's a great magazine. For me, though, I don't even like it because I don't like seeing...
Mark, would you be a dear heart go to the potty and grab the Esquire, the new Esquire, out of the magazine
rack? Love that
magazine. You guys all read that
Just
magazine.
Just bring
the whole
that
magazine.
Yeah.
Bring all the magazines.
No, don't bring all of them. I want the Esquire because the Esquire in particular, really, I just went, Jesus Christ, can they get any... more emaciated. What's going on?
I've noticed that.
I don't like it when they have, and this is just because it's my own insecurities, where you have this guy that, like Ryan Lochte's on the cover of Men's Health from last month.
Oh. Funniest.
And shirts, like jackets open, abs everywhere. Right, and I'm like, I don't want this on my coffee
it's
table.
It's like looking in a mirror.
It's really the funniest. I thought probably the funniest moment on Saturday Night Live is when Seth MacFarlane did his impression of Ryan Lochte. I thought that was
not only
hysterically funny.
Not only was the impression funny, the payoff was worth it.
You
it
know,
was just fantastic.
Note to Saturday Night Live. You know, and this is not because I'm one, but you hire a voice guy, a real voice guy.
I just saw Chris Rock on the season finale of Louis C.K.
Yeah,
and Chris Rock is frighteningly thin. I'm concerned about him.
And also, you know, it's not like he has a lot of good looks to back that up. He's
not bad, but he's just too thin.
Well,
right?
No, I don't know. I don't think he's all that handsome.
I kinda like him.
Right. It's usually
sometimes you can be funny and not so.
It's
skinny.
Usually at the back of the magazine.
Who's the skinny guy in front? Is it Clint?
That's Clint.
Yes, oh, yeah. He looks well.
Well, he's been thin
he's
for a while.
Sitting in a chair?
He's always
the chair is full, yes.
Oh, nice. Right,
not an empty chair.
It is in front of a chair, I think.
All right, wait a minute. All right, so here's like a little thing on dressing like James Bond.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And James Bond wasn't that thin
that
when he
thin.
Did those, when he wore that. Look
well,
at the
Craig, the new
the
guy,
skinny.
Daniel Craig is real thin.
Yes,
he's
ripped.
Yeah. But Pierce Brosnan, not so thin.
No.
But they're all like emaciated men, and I'm getting, I'm looking forward to losing my weight. Don't get me wrong. I really am. I'm really excited about
that. What is your
that.
Body type target? If you could pick a celebrity that you wanted to be built like, who would it be?
Yeah, the perfect body for
well,
you.
Well, first of all, I have to be realistic
and
about
I would be,
it.
And I would ask, I would tell you the same thing.
And, you know, and right now, I think to really do that properly, you have to figure age in as well, and you have to figure somebody that's in their 50s, and so it's got to be somebody that's stocky that's in their 50s, and so when you think of guys in great shape, I just watched Arbitrage with Richard Gere. Phenomenal movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great movie. Like, nominate him.
I can't wait to see it. It looks good.
Really, I thought he was terrific in it. And he's still, you know, he's got the body of like a 30-year-old. He looks really good.
Is that your target,
But it's not
Gere?
It's not my body top. No. I'm always going to have
Stallone?
Got to
be realistic.
No, because I never would have. I'm not going to be a bodybuilder either. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Bill O'Reilly.
Handsome.
Trim man.
Myself, I want to look like Selena Gomez.
Seth MacFarlane looked normal size.
Oh,
not too thin.
You're
too
skewed.
Skinny.
Really?
He looked emaciated.
That's another
not
reason.
Like Chris Rock.
No, that's another reason that MacFarlane is on my hate list because he's handsome and he's dimpled and he's got that stupid smile because he's happy
talented.
All the time because he's talented and he's too skinny.
I hate that too.
Yeah, I don't care for that
all right,
at all.
Next magazine, Esquire out the window.
No, that was Maxim that I threw.
So how many magazines do you get?
I get a ton. You guys see them? They're all in the bathroom.
I don't touch them.
Well, of course, because they're...
Why don't you touch them? What does that mean?
Because I think so.
That's the second. And what do you think? You're going to get E. coli or
no,
something
I
like that?
No, I think they're placed in the wrong place.
Keep in
to
mind,
put
Oscar,
magazines in
the worst thing that ever happened in that
Hold
bathroom
it.
Was you.
Stop it.
No, that's true.
You think that that's the wrong place. Hold on. Magazines should not be put in the bathroom.
No, I don't.
Please to defend that indefensible position.
If you're following along at home, the way that Mike has his primary bathroom set up is that you've got your single sink, you've got your...
My primary bathroom is the one you'll never see, Mona.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really not your primary bathroom, is it?
Is that your guest bathroom?
That's the guest bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. You know what that is? That is, by definition, that's your powder room.
That's right.
It's the powder room off the kitchen. Doesn't have a bathtub.
I will call it
the foreigner.
The powder room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why would you call it that? Because we just told you that?
I want to hear him defend himself.
All right.
Calm down.
The magazine rack.
You and I are doing battling weight knots today.
Energy, 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 energy.
Where all the magazines are, are right next to the toilet. That's what I'm talking. That's a wrong location for the magazines to
be. That's where a magazine rack normally goes, right next to the
commode.
But
think about the splashback.
Yeah.
All these animals walking in there and just taking a number one.
Yeah, but the fact is, that's where the magazine rack goes.
Yeah, so I can't read them.
You can if you just don't take the top one.
I don't read
Hold on. This has been in there for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So aren't you concerned about the splashback?
No, but here's the great tradition of magazine. First of all, it's my bathroom.
Yes.
So primarily,
Mike splatter.
Most of the splash is man. And I don't, I do splash. Let's not lie.
We all do.
I'm not going to lie to our listening audience.
I'm sure it's a natural phenomenon.
But I mean, what does that say for magazine racks in any bathroom?
If this were my home, and again, it's not, I'm happy to be here, I would actually raise the magazine rack. I'd nail it into the wall, get one of those guys.
Oh, why don't you kiss my ass?
And have it a little higher.
I'd raise it, and I'd.
If it was my house.
Todd would come over and put like an iPhone in it.
If it was my house or something, what I would do is I would make it battery operated. I could read the magazine on my keytag.
Or something.
Then it's not in the splash zone.
Right.
Just a thought. Does anyone else in this room agree with me?
I do.
I've heard that before. Okay. I've even heard that if your toothbrush is on the counter and it's by the toilet, that they urge you to move your toothbrush.
How about
because
this?
Of that.
How about you doofuses try not to splash?
I tried so
desperately. Have you ever been in the bathroom after Buzz has been in there?
No.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
Really? The flood?
In fact, I even take a tissue.
I know you've never really peed. I know Buzz is in yellow. It's never been yellow. Did
you
realize
sit down
that?
And pee?
Have you never been yellow? I don't, but I always use a toilet paper and wipe the rim of the toilet, whether I've left anything there or not.
And he really does a nice job on your rim.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do. That doesn't have anything to do with splash factor. Splash
factor, you're right.
Is splash factor is
that.
Post.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But magazine racks are a great American tradition. That's why they sell them to go on the floor next to the toilet.
And you know what else is a great American tradition? Washing your hands. And I'll read any magazine. As long as I know I'm about to wash my hands, it's fine.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All
right, maybe I'm a germaphobe.
I don't think so. But I mean, I think these magazines, if they looked like they were wet, but they really don't look damaged.
The magazines are fine.
Stay away from Mike's wrinkled magazines.
I worry more about the candy dish in the bathroom than I do the magazine rack.
What candy dish?
I'm kidding. I'm making there is.
I don't
no
have
candy
a candy dish.
Although that wouldn't would it kill you to put some food in there?
Oh, you know what? Carla gets credit though because we went because really what this is when I've got six guys here, maybe and on differing days up to 20 people here
that are
coming through this house. When we started this show back in its infancy, we would have a regular little bathroom off the kitchen, which was used by people, and we had a little towel rack. Well, the towels rapidly became something where, you just can't use towels. You just can't do that. And then we switched to napkins the lengthy napkins that you go,
stackable.
That was costing us. Yes. Do you know how much money that was costing us?
I can't imagine.
I mean, I know I get a small stipend for you using this house.
Yes.
Well, when you see the disbursement.
Hey, it's almost time for the increase. But
the
anyway.
Napkin fund. It's always mentioned in the disbursement, the napkin fund.
Henceforth, if I ever raise it again, it'll be referred to as the napkin increase.
Yeah, I'll start peeing in the yard.
So Carla goes into Costco, and she looks down, and she sees this industrial
paper towel thing
you get. And now, do you notice the cheap ones that you're using now?
I love those.
You like those?
We should have had those all along.
We should have had them all along.
Although I'm concerned how low they are on the shelf. If you could get a rack and mount it higher.
So the splash factor.
That way we won't get sick or something.
Yeah, Carla is usually pretty cool about you guys in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I don't think anybody's really pigging it out.
I think, as a rule, we're pretty courteous.
You'll have an occasional splash. You'll have an occasional seat up. But by and large, it's pretty good. And I think that's a pretty damn tidy bathroom for a bathroom that's used as much as it's used.
How would you say it compares to the bathrooms in the Fairfax studios of WJFK?
Oh, God.
Is that... that is directly related to what side of the junkies we were working on.
That's so true.
Whether they were before or after.
Yeah,
yes.
Years where they were evening junkies, not so bad.
The reason they called them golden.
Those bathrooms, I think it's any office bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a pig fest.
That's right,
it's
going to
be disgusting. It's so
we kept it as clean as we could, Mike.
At my old job, there was somebody going into the men's bathroom and would leave basically what I'll call a fecal flake.
Really?
It would just, I don't know how they would do it, so but there gross. Would literally, it would, there would be no toilet paper, no other bowel movement, just a little piece floating.
Oh, and fecal it became a fecal flake.
Because, and everybody started wondering who is the one doing this
how. I didn't know you ever worked at Channel 2.
Yeah.
That was Hardee's.
That was his last job
before he worked here. The fecal flake. Anyway, it bothers me. And, you know.
But you know what? No flakes here. I think as a bunch of guys, we're pretty courteous to your lavatory.
And I didn't give you any examples in here.
Wait, you really don't have to. It's true. Well, we've all seen it.
Yeah, you've talked about like the new Spider-Man. The guy is just super. These are the guys that are during award shows.
James something? Is it James?
No. I don't know. These actors.
Who's the actor? He was in The Piano. What's his name? This actor.
Adrian Brody.
There's a classy. He gets a lot of print ads.
Well, yeah.
Because he's emaciated. Right. He's absolutely emaciated.
If he put on some weight, his nose wouldn't look so big.
I would agree with that.
That is a massive nose.
You know, now that guy here. Now this one.
Oh, I don't know. That guy he's perfect.
This is not skinny. This to me is just well built.
Cut.
Hi, Mike.
Abe Lincoln was always skinny, though.
He's looking at the other picture.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think that I have noticed on award shows, on sitcoms, on anything, that you got Mike and Molly. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Outside of that, you got the animated fat people. But in order to find fat people on television, you have to go to the
Molly.
Anyway,
I bet she'd leave a flake.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I think he started it.
Yeah.
I think he started it where it was just like, you know, the suits.
And
I will lose 100 pounds, and I don't think I would be in the wheelhouse of wearing those kind of clothes that these man boys wear.
Well, if you lost 100 pounds and sang show tunes, then maybe.
And I think you shoot for it because you're in that generation where you guys are, you're striving for it. Does it frustrate you? How much weight, in order to be like that Hollywood ideal, how much weight do you think you'd have to lose?
20 pounds.
Isn't that amazing? No. Can I ask your height and weight?
Sure.
What is your height?
Go ahead.
On a good day, it's 5'11", but it's really 5'10".
Okay.
And
I'm kind of the same place.
And I would say, I just weighed myself 2 days ago, 176.
Yeah.
That's your good weight, I would say.
No,
that's the weight
I
should be.
I say the weight that I would say
you'd want to be
150. I'd be 165.
165.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how much do you weigh?
Around 200.
Around 200?
Yeah.
See, you look
I know.
Skinny.
I carry it well. I have a large frame. But
and
I
wear those skinny jeans.
I need to drop like 25, 30 pounds for sure.
I've got a program for you. Anyway, that's good stuff. Also on the program, I just, as much as I came on this program yesterday and was railing against the leaked press conference, the donor conference that he had, Mitt Romney and all that, my brain started to hurt last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurt because, you know, the Democrats are in attack mode now, going, trying to get as much of this out as they can. The Spinmeisters on the other side had now positioned it in, well, he's absolutely right. And it just began, my head began to throb.
Here's your problem. We covered that perfectly on this show.
Right.
And then you need to just stop thinking about
it. Stop
because
listening to
them. Because they over-covered it. And
they always do.
Rely on us for your coverage, Mike.
I watch Hannity occasionally. And
that's dumb.
I just want to see if it's, you know, sometimes you just have to watch it to make sure that it really is as partisan as it is.
Okay.
And it really is, and that makes my brain hurt. But then even watching other programs, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's Aaron Burnett, who I think is pretty much in the middle, and it just was back and forth.
It's too
much.
You've
got this blah, blah, blah going back and forth, and I'm much more interested in, things happening for the country. And do you guys see ever a time where we would get to a place in this country where things were kind of okay, and there was just friendly bickering every 4 years about an election, where it's not this blood sport that it's become.
I'm hopeful. I think it can get back to
that. I would love to see that.
It's going
to
take a while.
No matter who wins. I mean, really.
Right.
On either side, I would love somebody to come forward and just be like, hey, chill out. Remember when we did that? Remember the shape we were in when we were bickering
like that?
Well, you know
what? It depends, because our country is relatively young still. Mm-hmm. And we have to know whether or not the way things have gotten is cyclical or evolution. Mm-hmm. And if it's evolution, we're screwed. Because it's going to keep getting worse because of the way the media and social media has changed.
We're
going to
end up fighting.
If it's cyclical,
we're going to end up having a war.
We've got a chance to come back.
I mean, really,
and that's what I hope
for. If we're
this
divided, are we eventually going to have a war? I will tell you one thing I saw, and I shouldn't say this to people, oh, of course he's slamming Hannity. But the hatred that I saw, the pure anger and
bitterness,
hatred that I saw, really, really put me off. It really put
me.
I think that I've said all along that I can't abide people that just lie to your face.
Yep.
But I can see the other side's point of view, and I will try to do that. When I see that just pure angry hatred, which
awful.
You see so much, it freaks me out a little bit.
I think that for me, just as a society, I think everything changed with elections when Bush Gore wasn't resolved the night of the election.
Maybe that was the turning
part
point.
That is something kind of solid.
Yeah, I remember sitting there and being like, this is the USA. This is the United States of America. This is what happens in third world countries.
Yeah, we're supposed to have an answer tonight.
Figure this out.
Yeah.
I saw a turning point, actually. I think that's big. I think that's definitely a landmark along the way. But I saw more of a turning point when Clinton was elected. There was more a conservative anger and response to that than any election I'd ever witnessed in my lifetime. For me, that's when the division really started. I think one of our biggest problems right now, the thing that has made it worse, is 24/7 news coverage. And one of the things I get concerned about you as a friend is that I think you do watch too much of it. And no wonder you get mad, and no wonder you get burned out, because you're taking too much of it in. You've got to walk away from it, or you'll go nuts, just as I think the country is going nuts.
I felt
nuts
that way last night.
From all this
I
coverage.
Really, I was, you know,
walk
I was,
away.
Because of that, the leaked donor meeting that he had, I was curious about pundits and what they said, and I just it was Joe Johns and some bubblehead that was on CNN, and it's just they were not good, and the interviews weren't good.
There's a lot of
just,
that.
And my brain started
Save
hurting.
Your dedicated news coverage to events that matter, like local D.C. storm coverage when it snows. That you can watch for 2 days,
you know,
and you're
what?
Okay.
You know, seriously.
And by the way, speaking of storms.
Do I look forward to that?
I can't wait.
I really do.
But were you very underwhelmed with our rain yesterday?
With
the amount they were promised?
Well, they've been so scared because we got this one system that came through and like all hell broke loose,
right?
And now they're super paranoid
every
about
time.
Anything they listen, they have missed the bad ones this year.
Yes,
they low-keyed the one where I was down at National Harbor, and
right,
I thought the whole waterfront was gonna go under. I mean, they that one was like okay, oh, by the way, yeah, it's looking pretty safe. We have a tornado watch for Washington, D.C.
Well, they were told by the Republicans that was only going to affect 47% of the area. So
we will take a break. When we come back, it's time to discuss our house band situation.
Yes.
There's a website, ours, and there's a YouTube page, ours, and they're bands. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. We'll be right back. You know, just today, I heard him talking about the fact that housing starts in the United States are improving.
Yep.
Seems to me that when that happens, that's when the old interest rates might be raised around the corner. So this is the time to take advantage of TryLendingTree.com. You're still thinking about refinancing your home or buying a new one, you just don't know where to start? Well, the answer is LendingTree.com, and you can go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and then you let their network of over 200 lenders compete for your business. I believe the time is now to get this done. Historically, rates have never been this low.
Right.
It's totally free, and customers are raving about it all the time, and we usually have examples.
Try the back of another page.
Okay.
It's on the back of one. Not inside.
Okay.
Flip all of them over, and one of them will have it. There it is.
There it is. Very responsive, very professional, courteous, much better rates than conventional banking. That's LendingTree. Now, you can call them at 866-291-2010 and get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS. Mm-hmm. You will be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Thank you.
Sheer poetry.
Okay.
Sounds like sex.
It was, I guess, just about a week ago that I wrote this little copy about if you have a band, you want to get, and I'm happy to say we've got about 6 or 7 entries.
Cool.
For our house band.
Yeah, and there's a couple that I'm still waiting for links to, or, you know, to get the audio.
And I have a couple to forward today.
Okay. Last night I went to the YouTube page. Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys had the pleasure of going through each of the bands individually?
I have not.
Oh, damn it. You know, I got to light the candle here. You know, come on, boys. It's our house band. We're voting on it.
I understand.
You got to check it out.
I saw the big brass band with all the brass. The first
That's
guy
the Pulsators.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were the first ones. They're still in the running.
Cool.
Okay. There is a woman that plays kind of bluesy guitar. And then there was one that I was completely taken aback. What the F is that mascot thing, and why are they? They're not serious. They're from Portland, Maine.
They are serious. I spoke
with them. What? How can they be serious? They're wearing mascot costumes.
This is what they do, and they tour around the country in those mascot costumes.
And really?
Play instruments and sing?
All right. You know what?
The Wiggles are popular.
I watched their audition, and I saw what they were doing. And I didn't stay with it because I'm like, well, they can't possibly be serious.
That's
and
what I thought, too.
And they're talking about Portland, Maine. Do we have?
Yeah.
Can we get the audio from this?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
All right. Can't wait.
Very cool.
Took this up.
Until then,
Now, listen, everybody so far, nobody's been eliminated, so keep them coming. We're talking about our house band. We're looking for you if you'd like the golden opportunity to be on stage with us. We invite any three-piece or greater musical ensemble to send their audition video or YouTube clip to houseband@mikeomarashow.com. This could be your ticket to fame and fortune.
Sure. Well, sure. Your golden ticket, Charlie.
Just like us.
Yeah.
All entries will be judged on musicianship, stage presence. Well, these guys certainly have that.
Right, with the
and
costume.
Star quality. Now, what I'm looking at, and you can... I went to the YouTube, the regular... Hold on a second.
Okay.
I went to the regular YouTube page, and I put in Circus Reno House Band Mike O'Mara, and I didn't get it.
Hmm.
How do I get there? How do I get there on YouTube?
The easiest way to do that is to go to MikeOmaraShow.com/houseband.
Okay.
And that video, the whole list of videos that we have is all on
They're
that
all
page.
There.
Well, wait a minute. When I do that, when I do that, it just takes me to the Pulsators again.
Well, that's
and then
that,
an,
that's
and
the
then
first
an entry
video.
Form. So I'm going to MikeOmaraShow.com.
That's the first video. The YouTube.
I go to Reno Band.
Yes. On the webpage, you click Reno Band, or you can go to MikeOmaraShow.com/houseband, which is the easiest.
Yeah, it's really easy.
I go to Houseband, and I only see one.
Right, because that's the first one of the list.
You play through that, and then it shows the others, right?
And here is Mike.
Well, I don't want it to do it that way. I want the whole list to be up
You
there.
Want a grid layout?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we shall
like
make it
Like it is
happen.
On YouTube.
Okay. I'll make that happen.
Here's the guys that in puppet costumes.
I can't begin to know it.
Oh, they're doing Neil Diamond.
But yet I know it's going
They're in. Oh, you know what's going to happen now. Get the guys in the mascot uniforms.
They're called the Castaways with a K.
Why?
I have no
idea. Well, because K's are funny. K sounds are funny. Pickle is funny. Kumquat is funny.
The Castaways.
Now, this is a live. This is. Show the guys, please. Yeah, show
pause,
the guys.
Touching paws.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, dear God. There he goes.
Mike, I don't like it.
What, a weasel?
I don't like it. You
oh,
know why?
Awesome.
Because a gimmick is there's no replacement for musical talent.
Look at that's the right. drummer. How's
listen,
he even drumming?
Are they really playing?
Yeah, they really are.
Let's hear the hook.
Okay, you can't replace a horn section with a guy going bump, bump, bump.
Now, the lead singer is a penguin, just so you know. The lead singer
sure.
to yeah. the song.
You know the Pulsators,
he
Mike.
Plays... He,
is that the same?
All right, my no, issue with the Pulsators just...
Yeah.
I wish that they played a little bit faster.
A little more to it, yeah.
Just a little
Maybe
faster.
They have a peppier song in their repertoire.
They might. And listen, they have a horn section.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
which
like
is good.
Just like Sammy was gay for bongos, I'm gay for horns.
That's sure. right.
Me too.
Always have.
I forgot that you remembered that. You like
Sammy
that.
Was gay for the
Sammy
bongos.
Sammy Davis Jr. gay for bongos. Huh.
really was.
Take a train. Take a car. Where you ears, where you are. I don't know, whatever it is. Who else do we have here?
Image Filmworks presents. Who is this, Mark? Do you know who the second entry is?
Yeah, this is... All in a Day.
Okay.
Now that's the intro. This is not the
right. This is not the band.
Here's the band we want: a full choral. That's chorale.
All. All in a Day. Lots
this
of production value.
Production.
Here they come.
Are they Reno based?
I believe they are, yes.
Well.
Oh, my God, and they are good looking.
Skinny.
Sounds big.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Must be it.
Kind of like that.
Oh, they're in hoodies. I like them.
Now, you're not being sincere.
I am.
I know who you are. You want the Pulsators.
I don't.
Because I bet they're mobbed up.
What is with you today?
You and the mob?
I don't care for the Pulsators any more than you do.
I do care for the Pulsators.
Oh, then they must be Americans.
All right, this is a little heavier, a little harder, yeah. But I'm not going to write that off.
I like this group.
Let's go to the youngster in our group. What do you think?
I love it. Reminds me of my days at WHFS.
Why? You feel like you're going to be fired?
No. That's what
is,
happened.
What is this group?
This is All in a Day.
All right.
Yeah, third, 3 days grace.
Here's the thing. Like I could that. Seriously, right now, I think every band that submitted an entry so far has some credibility.
Sure, has a shot, sure.
Which means the contest is going great, and I'm very excited. So that's cool. Now, what's
Anything's
the next
possible.
One?
And that was their hit single, With Fire, Mike. That was an offering.
With
from
Fire.
With their most recent.
Starring Jack Cassidy.
Have you guys ever heard of Widespread Panic, by any chance?
Oh, anybody? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we might have a shot with them.
Really?
I'm checking, yeah.
Oh, if we got that, Mike, that'd be amazing.
It was the band with the slicing of
kind
tomatoes.
Kind of like would supersede all the people that are competing, though. Isn't Widespread Panic like, you know,
an established group, but they might not be available. So okay. It's a long
shot. How do you know them?
I know a guy who hangs with them.
Your dealer?
Okay. Yeah. Right, yes.
This is called With Speak?
Yeah, the name of the band
is
Speaks.
Is this a long video where he's got the broom and everything?
Yeah, he's got a broom right now.
Yes. He's flipping burgers. And
it's a cute little video, and it's kind of they did it on their own. And I like the video. It has good production values.
Hot chicks.
Well,
aren't you going to decide anyway? You're going to make the decision.
No, we're all going to make
really?
That.
Really?
You know what? I excuse me. Have you looked at your paycheck? Yes. Do I not revenue share with this operation?
I'm talking
do
about
I not, do,
not,
did we not,
not this month.
Did we not have a meeting right before the show where everybody was involved in making a decision?
Yes.
It's the same with the band.
But with musical taste, that's different.
I know.
Is this lead singer? Is
so
this...
you hold on. You know what he's doing? He's doing what he does during the audio of all the news. He's got that tuned out look on his face because he doesn't think he has anything in on it. Hey, let's listen to these.
You're
guys.
Truly invested in this. Is this lead singer? Does he play drums with your brother?
No.
Okay.
No, I could see why you might get that confused.
Asian.
You know what? And you just remember, as soon as you see anybody Asian, you just go nuts.
This is good. You give me sympathy,
but I'll never use it. I guess the bottom line is here, I'm extremely pleased.
Well, sure.
And I could pluck anybody out of there. There's one woman there that plays the guitar.
Yeah, Rob, you're playing through your iPad right now.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan lady.
Jill Sturgis is her name.
Now, that sounds like it might be a fake name because you got the motorcycle destination.
That's true.
This is Jill Sturgis.
No, it's Jill Sharp. My glasses may need a little tune-up.
All right, Jill Sharp.
How did you get Sharp out of Sturgis?
From a distance, that's what it looked like.
Jesus, you're a mess.
Didn't you just get new glasses?
Yeah.
Just the frames. He's still paying for the lenses.
Right.
I like this.
This is my kind of music.
It's very bluesy.
Kind of
blues. Yeah, I
like bluesy it. And funky.
Yeah.
I'd need more, though.
Yeah. Nothing says comedy like the blues.
You know, you are such a dick today.
Today!
Okay, what are you... Do you have a preference?
Yeah, I like two bands ago. The 3 Days Grace band.
They're not going.
Damn it.
No, they might. I don't know.
We want somebody who sounds big.
Oscar would like something with a thumping bass sound, like the clubs that he goes to with his boyfriend, Todd.
I went to a blues jam two weeks ago.
Gangnam Style!
And I enjoyed myself. I had a great time.
That's good. I'm
amazing.
Happy for you.
I just don't know.
It could be your ticket to fame and fortune. All entries will be judged on musicianship, stage presence, star quality. The winner is going to be our house band. It's that simple.
Very cool.
Keep them coming. Where do they go if they want to put a video
You can
video
send
in
an
there?
Email to houseband@mikeomarashow.com or go to mikeomarashow.com. MichaelMara.com/houseband.
Deadline for entries is October 10th. Send your videos and YouTube clips to houseband@MichaelMara.com. We'll put it up on our YouTube page, mm-hmm. and you can link to it. So the only if they go to our webpage, I want to make it easier for people to see the
to
house
navigate.
Band.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because I'll right now, what you go is a solid page with name, email, all that stuff. I want to put on our page a place where people can see
all the bands.
You know, see the bands.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Mike? Even more important, hear the bands.
Hear the bands.
Could we get like a final three and have our listening audience vote?
Just a second.
It would drive people to the website, and then the masses could vote.
And you know what, Mike? We wouldn't really lose their vote.
Well, as long as we eliminate the guys in animal costumes.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I heard that.
In radio, he'd be eviscerated for that.
What if
this is the behind-the-scenes contest cheater, Rob.
Yeah. No!
This is the man that prohibited people from really winning, Rob.
So, you know, some of these reality shows, what they do is they take the audience vote, and whoever the majority picks, it counts as one vote towards the whole contest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we could have our audience pick their favorite, count that as one, and then the rest of us get a vote.
Yeah.
And the winner comes to read it.
And I'm crooked.
That's a good plan.
That's a perfectly legitimate way of doing it. Yeah. You were talking about, hey, we could take their votes and then not count them.
My idea was a lot easier.
I like this idea. I like a top three. Yes. And I like the audience voting on it the way Mark says, mm-hmm. and the audience gets one vote, whoever the audience picks, and then we all vote, mm-hmm. and then that's how it
and
works.
And that's how it works.
And then I pick a winner.
And RJ doesn't get a vote.
What's that?
No, RJ well, he could be vote. The audience.
Michael Mary's rules the right to blow up everybody.
Well, because if RJ gets a vote, we might need RJ to get a vote because he'll be the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, God, right. He should be nowhere near this.
No, he's no longer here.
Don't say that. He's watching right now.
He is no longer here, and unfortunately, he cannot participate in a vote.
Okay. And you know, it's time we
must
told
be present
Oscar,
to win.
Time we told Oscar the truth. RJ's on a farm, and there's lots of room to run
and dig.
He's much happier.
He's
okay.
alert.
Much happier. Yeah. He has. He had a lot of bites of cake.
He's fine.
You guys show me.
Yeah. No, RJ can vote.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. As a listener.
Yeah, Oscar comes in. Yeah. There are days where Oscar just comes in here and goes, what's he going to say to annoy me?
Yeah, you know what? Those are only days that end in the letter Y.
Thank you. We will take a break. Come back with Rob and his magic audio ball.
That'll fix things.
God damn it. Now, if you can play this song, by golly.
I know, Mike, that it's a tragedy that we've lost Jim Croce and we can't have him to the Reno show.
I want to find out more. What's that band that you suggested?
Widespread Panic? I'll find out more about them.
That's a charting band.
They're established, yeah, very well.
The segment of Rob's Audio Vault is brought to you by the Fall Outlet event at the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon now has its very own outlet store. I have not checked it out yet. Have you guys gotten out and checked it?
It's really cool.
That is very neat. You know, they got great prices to start with. You can save up to 70% on select jewelry and watches, 50 to 60% off on all fall clothing, and up to 45% on patio, lawn, and garden stuff. Get a jump on the holidays by using our outlet store to save up to 40% on toys and games. Now, listen, this is the best way to monetize the show. If you want to go to that outlet store, go through MikeOMaraShow.com.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
How are we doing with Amazon? We can always do better, but how are we doing now?
This month seems to be a little slower than the past couple of months.
You want us to die?
Please, 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 step up. Do your online shopping through Amazon and go through our page to get there. That's all we want you
to
do.
That's all we ask.
Click the special banner on our website and bookmark it. Then it's there every time you want it. And when you want to go to Amazon, we get the credit. Please do that for the show. The Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page where you help power the show and you save money. Let's open it up for today. This is Wednesday, September 19th, 2012.
Do you remember, Mike? Here's a memory game for you. Do you remember the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger's autobiography?
I'm stupid.
That's the subtitle. It's called A Total Recall. Get it? Because he's totally recalling his life.
Aye.
And instead of doing a tour, as many authors would do, where he actually does, you know, media
promotion,
what he's done is something he remembers from his motion picture days. He made a trailer for his book.
Okay.
And this is not a gag. This is really
this
his
is a
trailer.
Trend in publishing now. Yeah.
If my life was a movie, no one would believe it. the directions I've chosen. Careers I have conquered. I started out as a bodybuilder from Austria and became the strongest and most muscular man in the world.
Yes.
But I had bigger dreams. I wanted to be in movies. I came to Hollywood, and within a decade, I was one of the biggest action stars of all time. Then, I took the greatest gamble of my life. I went into politics, became governor of one of the largest economies in the world. But this story, you know. So are you ready for this story? You don't.
Total Recall.
Are you ready for the story? You don't.
I'm not ready for that.
There was one time when I had a Hispanic housekeeper. She was down doing the laundry downstairs.
Yes.
And I took her from behind like a horsey. Oh,
and what about you? The kid looks just like you.
That's amazing.
You failed to mention that the state of California is bankrupt.
Yeah, nice job.
I took over one of the largest economies in the world.
Yes.
And now they don't have a dime.
But you're very muscular.
Hey!
Last night was, I like to watch Letterman every day. But last night was a particularly great episode. Mm-hmm. He had the president on, and I thought it notable is that Johnny Carson was so apolitical during his entire life, almost to a fault. And I think Letterman was like that for a while, but he's really kind of letting his colors show. Mm-hmm. The jokes are skewing anti-Mitt, and it's not hard to make Obama look good on a talk show because he's very, very good at it. It was just an excellent interview. I invite you to look at it. And I did like his opening because the president came out. They actually brought in timpanis. So they could play Hail to the Chief and Ruffles and Flourishes.
Oh, really?
It sounded great. Mm. And
you don't have that, do you?
I don't have the music. I'll bring it for you tomorrow.
No, I'll go look at it.
But here is Letterman's opening question to Obama.
You look great.
I feel good.
How much do you weigh?
You know, about 180.
The 180 looks good on you.
Thank you.
Because that's just about where I am, and I don't look so good at 180.
You look sharp.
You haven't seen me naked.
We're going to keep it that way.
Beautiful. Yes, that's fair enough. All right, I like that.
So he did about three segments with the president.
Good. That's a non-political guy. Yeah.
He did great. And the first segment was very lighthearted and good, you know, just feel good interview. And then he said something great going to break. He says, when we come back, we're going to talk about your buddy Mitt Romney. Which I enjoyed. And just two cuts I want to play. Here's Obama addressing America's, and they kept going into the secret footage that they released of Mitt Romney. Good time for Obama to be booked. Talked about the wants and needs of Americans.
The other thing you discover is, as you travel around the country, boy, you don't meet anybody who doesn't believe in the American dream and the fact that nobody is entitled to success, that you've got to work hard. And so I promise you, there are not a lot of people out there who think they're victims. There are not a lot of people who think that they're entitled to something. What I think the majority of people, Democrats and Republicans, believe is that we've got some obligations to each other, and there's nothing wrong with us giving each other a helping hand so that if there's that single mom's kid, even after all the work she's done, still can't afford to go to college. For us to be able to give them, you know, some help on a student loan so they can end up being, you know, curing the next disease or making sure that they're starting the next Google. I think that's a good investment for America. And if you want to be president and you want to bring people together, I think that's the attitude that you've got to have.
I think Obama would get a lot more votes if he started putting G's on the end of his gerunds. Going, helping, doing.
Right.
But, I mean, despite his
folksy way of talking. That's what it is.
It's a pretty great message.
It's phony. It's a little phony.
It is, but it's a nice thing to hear. And also,
you know, and the Jay Farrow impression, too, with, I think.
Oh, it's so apparent.
That's fake old
stuff. I love that.
And also, he addressed the fact about 47%.
I don't know what he was referring to, but I can tell you this. When I won in 2008, 47% of the American people voted for John McCain. They didn't vote for me. And what I said on election night was, even though you didn't vote for me, I hear your voices, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to be your president. And one of the things I've learned as president is you represent the entire country. And when I meet Republicans as I'm traveling around the country, you know, they are hardworking family people who care deeply about this country. And my expectation is that if you want to be president, you got to work for everybody, not just for some.
Anyway, that's sort of the interview in a nutshell.
If I mention working people, I got to take the G off. Working.
Yeah. Working. Working.
Working. Working.
Michelle had an affectation during her convention speech where she would begin to stutter before almost every sentence, and this is very, very effective. It's very intentional.
How do you do that? I don't even know if I could do that.
Let me explain
you
it.
You work
make it
people.
Seem like you're thinking about what you're saying.
The reason that you... piss me off so much today when you come in with your muscle milk.
I never forget a moment on the Mike Douglas show when Jimmy Stewart was still alive and they were taking questions from the audience, and a woman asked Jimmy Stewart, I notice you stutter a lot. Do you do that on purpose? And Jimmy Stewart said, well, let me think about that.
It is an angle to make yourself appear more sincere, because if you're not slick,
it makes it sound like you're thinking of your answer.
And it can. And you know what? I wouldn't say
I want to do that.
Practice it.
I wouldn't say it's entirely put on, but I think perhaps it is.
So what Buzz has just said, and remember, this is a special day on the Mike O'Mara show. He has just said that the First Lady is full of crap.
That's right.
That's pretty much what
they're
I
all
said.
They're all
very
actors.
Big deal.
Also, he endorsed his candidate for the election, Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas.
That's
and also, one thing, this killed me on Letterman last night. They said they've discovered more footage from that secret dinner of Mitt Romney.
No.
Yeah. And they said, let's go to the tape. Yeah. Apparently, the audio is a lot richer. They did a great job of restoring it.
Okay.
Here's more secret Mitt Romney video.
What's up, gangsters? It's the MI double tizzle.
Great
I have no proof.
Impression.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Great impression.
And I'm thinking it must be a guy that just sounds like him, because I don't think you could put it on and sound that much like him.
Right.
All right. So here's Mitt Romney.
What's up, gangsters? It's the MI double tizzle. I have no proof, but I have a feeling Canada is planning something. Isn't it time for a president who looks like a 1970s game show host?
Wow.
My new cologne is now available at Macy's. It's Mitstified.
He's great. He sounds just like him.
It's an amazing great. Impression.
Wow.
All right. I was going to go with Dr. Phil versus Dina Lohan. Yoo-hoo!
Okay. Yoo-hoo!
But I think a little more time, we can postpone that. You want to talk a bit about Steve Sable today, right?
Yeah, Steve Sable really, you know, I remember the marriage of Steve Sable and John Facenda and those wonderful NFL films. I mean, that, I think, is the reason, one of the primary reasons for the modern NFL.
I think it is such a part of our culture. Here's his obit from CBS last night.
A pioneer who helped turn pro football into America's number one spectator sport died today of brain cancer. You may not recognize the name Steve Sable, but if you're a football fan, you know his work. Steve Sable started NFL Films with his father, Ed, in 1964. They were innovators, using super slow motion, sticking microphones on coaches and players.
That's horrible. I could get some girl to do that.
They hired orchestra leader Sam Spence to compose the soundtrack, and John Facenda, the narrator, known as the voice of God.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea.
Steve Sable wrote those words. He once said that he saw the game as art as much as sport. He was 69.
They asked Steve Sable to define what he thought NFL Films was all about.
If someone were to ask me, how would I define our job at NFL Films, I'd say it is to bring a new understanding to something that's already been seen, to give a creative treatment to reality.
He was the
to give a creative treatment to reality. That's what he did.
He was the main writer for the great NFL films of all time, and he remembers the first thing he ever wrote for John Facenda. He said, "What starts with a whistle ends with a gunshot."
Do you know, seriously, do you have NFL music?
I do. As a matter of fact, I've got some great cuts of Facenda. I wanted to give you an example of Sable's writing.
And I will tell you, I always thought, and I'll say this to you, Buzz, as a voice guy, I always thought that my John Facenda would get me more work.
I thought
I
so.
Really
I'm surprised.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Yeah.
I always thought it would. Yeah, I
nailed it. You always have.
Third down, 4 yards that's to it. Go. Steve, the Packers. I really thought I'd be a good Facenda.
That's still it.
This is one of the earlier pieces of Facenda.
On January 15th, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, the big question which had troubled the football world for 7 years was answered.
Yes.
For the first time, the Green Bay Packers, champions of the National Football League, played the Kansas City Chiefs, the best team in the American Football League.
There it is.
The game was the first concrete evidence of the merger of the two leagues. and it was played for the highest stakes ever. $15,000 per man for the winning players.
Hold on. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you know, I said that I did a great Fasenda.
Yeah.
When you play the real Fasenda, that sound you hear is the sound of my testicles going up into my body.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure there's enough cigarettes left in the world, Mike, to give you that voice.
Because suddenly I sound like,
who? The autumn wind is a pirate.
No, the autumn wind is a pirate.
Yeah, and they replaced it. Now, Harry Callis passed, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah, and one of my greatest moments ever when I got to work with the Redskins, and I actually met him, and he looked at me and says, Rob, could you get me a cup of coffee?
Hi, Rob.
I said, you bet! a little more Fasenda.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
And one of my favorite, just if I could hear him say one word.
Lombardi.
What is it?
Lombardi.
Magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
All right, I can't hear anymore.
And it wasn't just his voice. Crazy. I mean, the copy was poetry. The filmmaking was unbelievable.
Wonderful, like wonderful nothing we'd ever seen.
One of the, as a kid, this is what I remember the most. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever saw that slow motion of a spiral.
Yeah.
Of a, if you have ever even.
That was brand new.
For a moment, if you have loved football and you see that spiral going through the air, my God.
Steve Sable did that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. The pass coverage on NFL Films was great. We got to wrap it up.
All right, we'll close it. Buzz, you're just back from a cruise. Yes. You just mistimed it. Carnival Cruises. Did you sail Carnival?
Yes, I did go on Carnival Cruises.
Well, their new thing is they've got a new all-you-can-drink cruise.
Carnival Cruise Line has announced a brand new all-you-can-drink cruise.
Really? It's about time.
Yeah, Carnival said the unlimited alcohol cruise is a great way to inaugurate their brand new ship, the SS. What could possibly go wrong?
Hey! And that, Mike, is your Magic Audio Vault.
I love it.
There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with a buzz of news right after this. But when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get right to it. Running a little bit late today. Here's Buzz Burbank with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Got a note here. Thank you, Mike. Got a note here from listener Matthew Bishop. He says, I used TLC 5 years ago and opted for the lifetime commitment. As of 2 weeks ago, during my eye exam, I still had 20/10 vision, the bottom two lines of the eye chart. 20/10, in case you're not sure, is better than 20/20 vision.
Looking like I will be there next week. I'm very excited about going to TLC and meeting Dr. Holtzman and the whole gang over here. I think it's in the Tyson's area, right?
Yeah, they are, in fact.
Very cool.
The whole staff is friendly at TLC. The surgeons are experienced. TLC's equipment is always state of the art. The lifetime commitment at TLC is huge. They have locations all over the nation. If you move, you are covered.
Yeah,
to
Mike.
Schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020.
All right.
Or find them online, TLC at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. Be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's TLC Laser Eye Center.
The only problem that guy Bishop had is he kept dialing 2010.
Yes, yeah. It's very frustrating.
Sorry.
You know, we really do need to drop some weight. We never knew, actually, that there would be a day where we wished we were just overweight and not obese. Two-thirds of the country is now overweight, and a third of the country is a heart attack waiting to happen.
Oh, stop.
If we keep packing on the pounds as we are, nearly half the people in all 50 states will be clinically obese in 18 years.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Okay, not him.
Yeah, chubby.
Only a handful of states have a population with a non-obese majority. Mississippi is the fattest slob in the country.
Really?
More than a third of its people are already walking time bombs, and that number is expected to double over the next couple of decades.
You said Mississippi is overweight?
Indeed, sir.
Oh, I disagree, DeBub.
Well, I say this. If that is indeed the case, we're switching to NutraSweet and our juleps.
You know what? Sweet tea tastes just as good with a saccharin.
Saccharin?
As it does with regular sugar. I've solved the problem.
You can wash down your pecan pie with it.
Exactly. I think you can put sugar substitutes anywhere you want.
Birmingham, please change the sugar substitutes.
Excuse me, gentlemen?
Yes,
your white hoods are ready.
It's a bigger health threat than smoking and a bigger financial threat than any public policy on health care based on numbers from a group called Trust for America's Health. health. Mitt Romney is not apologizing or backing down from his secretly recorded comments accusing nearly half the country of supporting Obama because they lack personal responsibility. He said in those remarks that 47% of the country pays no income tax and backs Obama. But a new Gallup poll shows that a third of low-income folks plan to vote for Romney, not Obama. Gallup says 34% of those making $24,000 a year or less.
That's the same. They do that every year.
Pay no taxes because of that low income. Say they're voting.
Same people that are in Mississippi.
That's right. I'm going to vote. I'll vote on the way back from the buffet.
That was delicious chicken.
In other words, Romney was insulting many of his own supporters. Mm-hmm. Now, you may have seen the polls that put Obama in the lead. In fact, a sampling of all Americans puts Obama ahead of Romney 52% to
37%.
But you see, there's an apathy gap. Many people who want Obama to win won't bother to go to the polls on November 6th.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Ever since I've topped 300 pounds, I can't even see my apathy gap.
When the pollsters focus on likely voters, however, the score is 47 to 46, well within the margin of error.
Can I borrow that mirror?
Doctor, I believe I've got a boil on my apathy gap.
Well, we're going to have to drain that, but we're going to need an oil pan.
It's beginning to fester.
Romney supporters have a fire in their bellies to get to the polls on Election Day to get rid of Obama.
Hi, supporters.
Likely Obama voters do not have that fire, and experts say it could cost them the election. Polls show new confidence in the economy, though, and in the president, but assuming the debates are a wash, turnout will be the deciding factor in this election.
I think, look, you know, they always talk about this. I think by the time this election, this has been such a huge news story. Mm-hmm. It's all you hear about. There've been, you know, in a battleground state, there are more political ads than I've ever seen in my life on TV.
Well, there's a reason
for
that.
I think this, it's constant. I think turnout on both sides is going to be significant.
Which is why I think it's time to bring this up. And I'm scared to. I'm really worried about the blizzard they're predicting on Election Day.
May as well stay home.
Meteorologist apathy gap.
Funny you should mention
NBC4.
Funny you should mention the ads. The president has also come from behind in fundraising. And today brings the shocking news that despite all the money behind the Romney campaign, the Romney campaign is now $11 million in debt.
Whoa.
The Romney campaign.
Whoa. Yep. All you've heard for the whole year is the fact that he's got the PACs and all that.
Right.
Is it the campaign or is it those PACs still have money, right?
Oh, sure, they have money.
Yeah, but those campaign, are the ones that are going to spend all the money on
the campaign itself. The Romney campaign spent money it didn't have, something it decries the government for doing, by borrowing $20 million last month. The Romney campaign borrowed $20 million last month. It borrowed the money to pull back out ahead of the Obama campaign in spending because the Obama campaign raised more money than the Romney campaign did last month for the first time in this campaign.
So you're talking, now are you playing games here?
No games at all. We're talking strictly about the campaign.
Is this every aspect of the Romney, all the money that's being raised to put television commercials, are you talking about all
of
that?
I don't have figures on the PACs. I'm just talking about the Romney campaign versus the Obama campaign.
Because I think the PACs are lapping the field.
They're the ones that are doing it. Maybe they can help with the campaign's debt, the official campaign.
Yeah, I think they'll probably figure a sneaky way to get the money back into the car.
Sure, have a couple dinners.
The Muslim outrage continues over an internet film that slanders their religion, and to make matters worse, in France.
Oh, did you hear about this? This is as stupid as it gets.
France has Europe's biggest Muslim population, a satire magazine
there. Can you play the French music?
Oh, sure.
Oh, please do. I think that would be perfect. In fact, I'll back up for that.
I think I'm going to put an offensive cartoon for the Muslims.
In France, which has Europe's biggest Muslim population, a satire magazine has published cartoons that insult the religion even more.
You know, Mike, in your bathroom, would it kill you to have a few good French satire magazines?
I know.
I'd like those.
Hello, English weather. English weather. Prepare to be boarded. English whaler.
Look on page 38. It is time for me to make fun of you in my satire magazine.
Master and Commander.
Thank you, Buzz, for noticing.
English whaler, we are going to board you. We will destroy your ship, English whaler.
The senior cleric at the largest mosque in Paris has called upon that country's 4 million Muslims to remain calm.
So it's everybody to his rope and gun. Quick is the word and fast the action.
Sure, now you can read the notepad. Chicago's 250,000 public school students are back in class today. The teachers' union says it's reached a deal with the school board, ending that strike and giving at least some new leverage to other public employees.
I have a caffeine.
Is anybody like me? You lived in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You watch those teachers, right? Those fat incompetent douchebags that are all running around going, hey, we're protesting in the street because you want us to teach good. That's what I thought. That's what I watched. That's what I thought when I watched that.
Big fatzos?
I mean, I really, think, it looks like...
I think they're no fatter than the rest of Americans, and I think teachers are underpaid.
I don't know. You should see the teachers in Mississippi.
But it's not, it ain't about pay.
Well, I know that.
The highest paid teachers in the country.
And I agree.
It's about accountability.
And I agree with you about that. I think we need higher standards, and I think we need to enforce those standards.
And what happens when you get higher, you want higher standards, those incompetent teachers that want to teach, you know, and work three-hour workdays, run out of the street. The only way you get a three-hour workday is if you have a podcast from your living room.
Here, and Buzz wants everything higher.
Right.
All those teachers want is caffeine, black.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, what splashes on those teachers?
Oh, dear, don't touch them.
Finally, we often thank Florida for stories like this one in which a man told Port St. Lucie cops he's, quote, not taken no sobriety test.
Mike O'Mara.
His reason, quoting again, I done seen it on Mythbusters. That is actually a myth. The show has done no segments on breathalyzers. But we always wonder why these stories come from Florida and not, say, West Virginia.
Yeah, Buzz.
In that state, a man has cemented West Virginia's reputation as inbreeding central. Mark Lucas Thompson was arrested earlier this summer for allegedly stealing a neighbor's goat, sexually assaulting it, and then killing it.
You know,
that's not good. That's a sad ending.
Stealing is wrong.
I like it if they're both smoking a cigarette.
That would be sad if that was the ending.
Right,
but
okay.
But it's not. Here's the ending. Mm-hmm. When he was caught, he was reportedly high on bath salts and dressed in women's clothing. Now, that's better, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well,
thank you, West Virginia. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It'll do with the fact that he was dressed in women's clothing.
Yeah. Goat's name was Apathy Gap. Hey, everybody. Today's show was brought to you by...
Here's Mark.
Encore. Brought to you by Encore.
No, you don't read brought to you by after I say brought to you. Give me it back. You lost your privilege.
You're not doing it right.
You really did. That's the second time you did. I can't do it today. Today's show is brought to you by. Brought to you by.
What's that?
Wait. Caught him off guard.
He's married to the copy.
Who wants to read it? Give
it
to Oscar.
I wanted it back.
Oh, good.
Give it
to
Oscar. Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
Can I do my broadcasting voice?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Anything you like, really.
And if I have a $20 bill in my pocket,
yes.
If you get through the entire copy, you pre-read it. If you get through the entire copy, this is such a silly show.
It is.
Hold on. I'm going to start the thing.
Rob,
again.
It's up
I'm
to
not
Rob.
Pre-reading it.
Thank you, Buzz. Hey, that goat's name was Apathy Gap.
I get it, jokes.
If you get through the copy,
yes,
without a mistake,
yeah.
A crisp $20 bill a 20 spot for your lunch break today.
I appreciate that.
All right, our show today was brought to you by
Encore Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried it. I loved it. For free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Oh! I'm going to give it to him.
Wow. I say he gets 15.
Sure.
He swallowed licensing and he referred to himself in the third person.
He's just reading the copy.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, whatever.